You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
And welcome along to William Hill's Irish Racing Podcast. We're looking ahead to a 7-race card over the obstacles at Punchestown on this edition. We begin there at 5:50, and plenty of action to come this evening. Sam Norris here on the podcast, and joining me on the line is Andy Holding. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Sam.
How are you today?
I'm very well, yes. Enjoyed my couple of days up in William Hill Towers, but good to get back as well and do the regular podcast service here in my own office, and obviously Punchestown tonight, 7-race card, lots of decent action as well, which should be run on good ground as well. We had a beautiful day over there last night watching the racing in the studio at Ballinrobin. I think the conditions are very similar tonight, so the perfect conditions for the horses tonight, and hopefully a few winners on the way as well for the punters.
Yeah, it certainly looks a good card at first glance. Any particular highlights for you tonight, Andy?
Yeah, the three props betting opportunities for me as well. Quite like the first race, also like the 7:20, and one of my main betting strategy of the night is in the 8:20, where a lot of the course regulars do battle again.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's get stuck into the action then. We begin at 5:50 with a rated chase here over 2 miles and 2 furlongs. The betting headed this morning by Bright New Dawn at 11-4. It's 3-1 for Sizing Platinum. Devil's Bride is 100-30. 7-2 about Mr. 51. Texas Jack 12-1. And 16-1 is Lord Ben, the outsider of the six. Just six runners, Andy, but this looks a nice little contest.
Yeah, quite a trappy little opener for beginnings here at Punchestown this evening. But a race, however, that I do think there's a little bit of an angle in. One or two of these perhaps can't be trusted to always run up to their very best form. So I'm going to stick with a horse who comes in here in peak condition, and that's Mr. 51 from the informed Jessica Harrington stable. Now, this lad's been a little bit of an enigma, stroke disappointment over the last two or three seasons, particularly as he's got a shed load of ability, but sometimes he hasn't always been able to operate to a very, very high standard because of the ground over in Ireland. I've always felt this horse is a much better horse on a better surface. And even though he's run well in some good handicaps along the way, he's always finished on the fringes of the action rather than get his head in front. So that confidence boosting victory here 3 weeks ago, when he always travelled well in the hands of his regular pilot, Robbie Power, would have done him the world of good. I love the way he went about his work in the latter stages. And he pulled well clear of a decent field on that occasion, which included Draycott Place, of course, ran a Herculean race last night in the big race down in Ballinrobe. Now, he has got a little bit to find, I grant you, with Bright New Dawn on their meeting here at the Punchestown Festival back in April. But as we see by the form figures that day, the ground was on the soft side and Mr. 51 probably wasn't able to run to his very best, whereas Gordon Elliott's Challenge is very much a horse who likes a bit of digging the ground. So under these conditions tonight, back to the same track as he performed to a very high standard last time out, I do think these small fields suit him as well. Mr. 51 looks a good bet in the first race.
Mr. 51 then gets the pick for Andy in the 5:50. We go to race number two now, which comes up at 6:20. A 2 miles, 6 furlong chase for us here. 9 runners set to go to post, and the market this morning headed by Alechi Inouye at 5-2. 7-2 about First Lieutenant. Saddler's Risk is 9-2. 6-1 about Val de Ferbe. Sandy Mount Duke, 7-1. 8-1 Ballycasey. 16's for Spring Heeled. And Perfect Promise is the outsider at 4-0. 40-1. Again, doesn't look a bad heat this, Andy.
No, it doesn't, but at the same time, it's a bit of a confusing, complex puzzle for punters to get their head around. We're basically dealing with a lot of horses who have got slight question marks over their current profiles. They find winning difficult, and the ones who do win on a regular basis haven't had a run for a while. So with that in mind, I'm going to go for a horse who's fairly reliable when he's fresh, and that horse in question is Alechi Inouye, who has won his last three starts when he's been off of a long layoff, so that's obviously very encouraging. And he's got some really good form here at Punchestown as well, but the key to this horse is real fast ground. He doesn't want to run on watered ground or any moisture or any kind of precipitation in the air. He's just a complete and utter dry ground, fast ground merchant, and William Mullins daren't run him on ground anything softer than good. So conditions here tonight at Punchestown should be absolutely ideal for his comeback. And as I said, he managed to win first time up last year at Cork when he'd had a bit of a break. He's got some very, very high-class form when he's right on his very best. He's a Grade 3 winner twice over and finished second in a Grade 2 as well behind Kalinaima at Garran Park last season. So with one or two doubts about several of his main rivals, there shouldn't be any question marks about Alinchi Inwa off the back of that break. Needs the choice in the second.
And his thoughts then in the 6.20. We go ahead to race number three now, which is the 6.50. This is a 2.5 mile handicap chase. 14 runners set to take their chance in this one. In the market headed by Sam and Tom this morning at 7-4. It's 11-2 about Chief of Panama. Baby Wiz is 8-1, 9-1 for Drumheart. Royal Baru is 12-1. It's 14s at bar those. This favourite here, Andy, chasing a four-timer, has gone up £9 for his most recent victory, but has already been trimmed in the betting this morning.
Yeah, quite rightly so as well, Sam. He's a real likeable individual that gets about his work in a professional manner. I think he really enjoys what he does, and that was very much in evidence at Killarney the other day when, in the hands of tonight's pilot Mark Enright, he made most of the running but at the same time jumped them into the ground. His jumping was something to behold that day, and he beat the well backed Lashit On and the subsequent or the previous winner the night before, Glenwood Forever. So I think the form's good. Also, the time figure is very good as well, which is certainly got to be factored into your betting strategy here tonight. He's also got good form at the course. On the three occasions he's shipped up here, twice he's managed to finish in the frame. He should get an uncontested lead here as well tonight. There doesn't appear to me any other obvious front runner against him, so it should allow this horse to dictate matters from the front. Perhaps Old Supporter could say have something to say about that, but I'd be surprised if he manages to get in front of Aidan Fogarty's charge. And if he's in the kind of form that he was at Killarney the last day, then he should take all the beating yet again. So Sam and Tom, who's on a four-timer, hopefully might be able to achieve that feat.
Sam and Tom then for Andy in the 6.50. We go ahead to the 7.20 now. This is race number four, a 2.5 mile maiden hurdle for us here. West Saturnus is the 10-11 favourite for William Mullins. Asangi is 3-1, 4-1 Indian Court. Zafarkand is 8-1, 9-1 for Every Day, Every Hour. And it's 22s at bar those. Similar story with a lot of these Irish maiden hurdles, Andy. 21 runners, but how many you need to focus on is open to question.
Yeah, that's it. It's not a particularly deep race. There's only really four or five that spring off the page. Obviously, Saturnus will be high on the list of many. Don't know a great deal about him. We can see that, though, he's a winner in his native land, and he stays, obviously, quite well, having won over a mile seven. Runs in the colours of Wicklow Brave, so owners of that nature tend to buy decent horses at a pricely sum, and he's been nibbled out in the market already this morning. He's up against another horse I don't know anything about, and that's a horse called Asongi, who comes from France, and now he's in the care of Alan Fleming. I'm sure he'll have his supporters as well. But there is a horse I quite like to at least finish in the frame here, or perhaps to have half a look at in the without the favourite market, and that horse is Zafarakand, a horse that used to be Patrick Brady, but of course Anthony McCann now has taken over the licence, and it was quite a Herculean effort by this horse through the day when he ran down in Limerick in a race that I'm really concentrating on quite extensively. Regular podcasters will know that I've already tipped Wackier, who finished second the other night down at Down Royal, and I went for Bright Tomorrow last night at Ballinrobe. Although that horse didn't win, he did well to overcome a slow start and eventually finish a creditable second. But the time figure of that race suggests that it's definitely a race worth following. And this horse was still banging contention going down to the last, only to fade from that point onwards on the running. And considering that was his first run off the back of 996 days off the course, he hadn't run since Tremor on the flat in August 2013. What an amazing effort it was by the horse. So it was quite right that he got tired. Now, providing he doesn't bounce to the moon off that run, and he runs up to that level that he did the last day down in Limerick, I think he's almost certain to finish in the first race somewhere along the line. So I'm not saying he'll definitely win, but he'll give you a good run for your money around about 12-1. The each-way choice in race four is Zafarakand.
Zafarakand then possibly each way or without the favourites in that 7.20. We go ahead to the 7.50 now. Another maiden hurdle for us here. This time it's the mares in action, and 2 miles is the trip facing them. Asturia is the 1-5 favourite this morning. 9-2 for Petuna. Poetic Lady is 10-1. It's 20-1 or bigger prices for the rest of them. Any scope to take on this Jollyander?
No, there doesn't look to be. William Mullins has done this a few times throughout the spring stroke, summer jumping period. He's basically kept horses on the go that you would normally raise your eyebrows at, like, for instance, Let's Dance, who, of course, has finished placed in many graded races so far this season, and ended up winning at Sligo in a maiden hurdle about 10-1 on. So he's obviously looking to get wins under these horses' belts and perhaps maybe crack on throughout the summer jumping period or find races for them where obviously there's a decent amount of money floating around. So it's quite significant that he's persevering with Astora, who made a really encouraging Irish debut in a Grade 1 race at Ferrios, just to show you what kind of regards he's held in at home. To run your first race in a Grade 1, then obviously you must be dining at the top table of all the best fillies at home. Finished third on that occasion behind Jer's Girl. Certainly didn't run with any disgrace. Kept on really well from the back of the field. Looked a really nice type. Runs in the Hurricane Fly colours. And, you know, sure to pay away in due course. This looks an absolute penalty kick of all penalty kicks. Petuna looks the only other obvious alternative, although for me, she was slightly disappointing the other day down in Cork. I don't really think much of that race. She was beaten very readily by Cotton Jenny, and if you have a look at the third horse, Miss Benefits, who ran in a desperate race the night at Ballinrobe, that couldn't manage to win a maiden hurdle either after blasting off from the front. So the second favourite, you know, isn't all that strong anyway. So, yeah, it's just a race, really, just to perhaps watch and enjoy, unless you're putting a story in your short price win multiples. If you are, then odds of 2-9 should be rewarded.
Yeah, it looks difficult to get away from Astoria then in that 7.50 race. We go ahead to race number 6 now, the 8.20, in a much more competitive feel to this one. A 2-mile handicap hurdle for us here, where Bamako Morivier is the 11-2 favourite. 6-1 about Ancient Sands. Time for Mabel is 6-1. 8-1 for Shadagan. Princely Khan is 9-1. It's double figure prices for the rest of them. As I said there, Andy, it looks a fair bit more competitive, this one.
Yeah, this race is the best race on the card, really. A lot of the course regulars are in this particular race. They've all got C&D strongly run handicap form, and the most notable of those was the race that was run here at the Punchestown Festival. On that occasion, it went the way of 25-1 Poke Tempo Mac, who carries top weight here tonight. He was a bit disappointing at Killarney the next day. I actually thought he'd run much better than he did. For one reason or another, he didn't handle the track, but this galloping right-handed track seems to suit Gordon Elliott's charge better than most, and the fact that Ancient Sands to choose Bamako Manuvier and Lil Shame were all in behind suggests that we shouldn't really write him off tonight, considering he's got his conditions back in his favour. So Tempo Max definitely consideration, but the horse I quite like against him here is the horse who chased him home that evening, Ancient Sands, who's just been an absolutely unbelievable model of consistency in his last 7 or 8 runs. If you take on board his runs at Dundalk over the winter, and you scrap away one poor run on heavy ground in the Coral Hurdle at Leopardstown over the Christmas period, where he finished mid-division on ground that didn't suit, his form figures are quite incredible. He hasn't finished out the first two in his last 8 runs. And he rounded off that sequence with a good win down in Killarney the other day, always travelling well in the hands of Brian Hayes. He swept to the front. And I actually thought he won quite readily in the end. Now, quite a few people are expecting Time for Mabel just by the betting to turn the form around. But the fact that Ancient Sands has got some really good form here at Punchestown over the course and distance, he's got his ground and he's going to get a strong pace. I actually think that John Carley's charge will uphold the form. But all in all, he's a really good each-way bet, whichever way you strip it down. And at 6-1, I'd say Ancient Sands is my value each-way pick of the night.
OK, Ancient Sands then for John Kiley and Brian Hayes in that 8.20 race. We go to the final race on Punchestown's card this evening. This is the 8.50, and we close the card with a 2-mile bumper. Joint favourites at the time of recording in the shape of Wishmore and Moon Dancer. They're both 11-4 at the top of the market. 4-1 for Fly Rory Fly. Seaboard is 5-1. It's 12s bar those. What do you like in the bumper, Andy?
Yeah, bit of a wide-open affair, this. Sort of 3-1 the field at the time of recording. There isn't a massive amount of confidence beyond a Willie Mullins trained individual, which perhaps opens the door wide open for one of the other trainers to take the starring role here. Quite a few people are looking towards Moon Dancer, who ran respectably at Punchestown at the festival back in April, albeit didn't quite have the pace to go with the leaders. But there's another horse that's run here at the track in a decent bumper that I quite like here, and it's from the old shrewd Wily Old Fox Shark Hanlon stable. And the horse in question is Seaboard, who made an encouraging comeback to his campaign when he finished fourth in a decent contest here back in the middle of May. He looked a nice horse on that occasion as well, and the way he stayed on very powerfully in the closing stage suggests to me that he's a ready-made winner of a race of this nature. I definitely think he'll be jumping fences not too long down the line, because he has got plenty of size and scope. He's certainly got enough qualities anyway on the evidence of that performance to suggest he should be competitive here tonight. And the fact that he's got great course and distance form, I really do like that. He's sure to run well, so strong each-way vote in a bumper for me, which is unheard of normally, for Seaboard in the last race.
Okay, Andy's choice then in the 8:50. Just remind us, please, one more time and give us a quick run through of your selections for the action in Punchestown this Wednesday night.
As ever, goes without saying, a really good competitive card at Punchestown this evening, which should be run on decent ground, so it should suit all, no excuses. And I certainly won't have any excuses for Mr. 51 if he doesn't run to scratch in that first race, having won here on the course 18 days ago. My second choice of the night is the good ground specialist, Alinchi Inwar. In the 6:50, I'd expect Sam and Ton to run another good race in the front and perhaps complete a deserved four-timer. In the 7:20, Zafarakwand is my each-way choice, perhaps without the favourite. If you sniff around for prices, you might be able to get some value there for him. Barring accidents or miracles, Astoria should win the Mare's Maiden at 7:50. My value pick on the card is Ancient Sands. If you can back him each way at 6-1, I don't think you'll be too far away. And similar comments apply to Seaboard in the last. He's around about the same price, and I'm pretty confident that we'll get a good run out of him as well.
OK, there we are. Andy Holding's thoughts ahead of the action this evening at Punchestown. Remember to tune in to William Hill's Racing Radio today, where you can hear Luke Elder, Andrew Mount and Craig Forsyth talking you through the cards in the afternoon at Cartmel, Fontwell and Nottingham. Then it's Chelmston and Ripon alongside the Irish action in Punchestown tonight. Thank you very much for that, Andy. You'll be back tomorrow to talk Fairy House. Best of luck this evening, and we'll speak again tomorrow.
I will. Thanks, mate.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.